Chapter 19. Own the domain to own the position. Let's face it, your website is your new front door and has been for some time now. Having a strong internet presence at your website is a must. And while we're talking about it, you better make sure your site is mobile optimized. Today, more searches happen on a mobile device than on a desktop, which is why in April of 2015, Google made a major change to its algorithm, punishing websites that are not mobile friendly. One of the first steps to a decent internet presence is securing a URL that makes sense. Over my many years of traveling the country, working with local advertisers, and even before that in my years with an internet development company, I've seen lots of businesses struggle with understanding this first step. For the life of me, I still can't understand why so many law firms insisted on separating their names in their URL with a hyphen. Many early adopters were smart enough to secure their actual business name as their URL. Typically a very smart move. However, if your business name is easily misspelled or your actual business name is not how the market refers to you, it can be a challenge. Using hyphens, .nets, .bizzes, or hard-to-spell names are all symptoms of businesses that are domain name challenged. If you're lucky enough to have an easily understood business name, that's the recognized way the market refers to you, and you were smart enough to secure that as your URL, good for you. SmithFord.com, SarasotaKitchenAndBath.com, PrecisionGarageDoor.com, GalloDental.com, SoutheastPlumbing.com, OwenHeatingAndCooling.com, MorganLaw.com, ToyotaOfOrchardPark.com, RiversideFurniture.com. These are all simple business names that would have some level of familiarity in their respective markets and are fine domain names. No problem. The challenge is with the many, many businesses that aren't fortunate enough to have a simple, easily understood, easy to spell, easy to remember business name. If the website is your new front door and your URL is your address, you better get it right. Choosing the proper domain is part art and part science, and there are plenty of online tools designed to help discover a great domain. Simply Google domain name help, and you'll be presented with a number of different tools and services. Each time I diagnose a business to help with their local advertising, I make a decision about their URL from a marketing perspective. I need to decide pretty early on if their domain is one that will work for advertising purposes or if we need to find a better option. If I determine that a business is domain name challenged, one of my first default strategies is to see if I can help them own a domain in order to own a position. Own the domain to own the position. As you work to plant your flag and own a position in a marketplace, see if you can secure that position as a URL. For example, if you want to be known as your city's place to go for barbecue, you might own mytownbestbbq.com. If you want to be the first name someone thinks of when it comes to divorce in your city, own mytowndivorce.com. Imagine you're a criminal defense attorney, Bill Robinson, in Tucson, Arizona, and you want to dominate the DUI defense category. You don't own the domain RobinsonLaw.com because some other attorney named Robinson somewhere else in the world has already captured it. So you settled on Robinson-Law.com as your domain. Not a terrible domain, but not a great one either, because that hyphen is going to cost you visitors. If you want to be Tucson's DUI guy, secure the domain TucsonDUIGuy.com. Imagine the singularly focused campaign that has the ability to drive traffic to TucsonDUIGuy.com. Hi, I'm Attorney Bill Robinson. Do you count your money when it comes out of the ATM? Of course you do. Why? Well, because you know sometimes machines make mistakes. If you've been arrested for DUI and have failed a field breathalyzer, call me because I know that the courts know that sometimes machines can make mistakes. If you've been arrested for DUI, call me. I'm attorney Bill Robinson, Tucson's DUI guy. Visit TucsonDUIGuy.com. Own the domain to own the position. I love the strategy of Massey Auto, the used car high credit risk dealer in Eugene, Oregon, who owns the domain www.messycredit.com. The creative for all of his advertising focuses on his ability to get anyone approved with a call to action to go to messycredit.com. No pricing, no specific inventory, just a straightforward message with a specific call to action. In Sarasota, Florida, every restaurant battles to claim the best grouper sandwich in town. When I first moved here, I had a friend come visit. I said, "Dave, what do you want to do when you arrive?" He said, "Tom, I'd like to get an ice-cold beer and a grouper sandwich." Not yet familiar with the local restaurant scene, I asked my wife to find us a place to take our visitor. Upon Dave's arrival, we went directly to a terrific waterfront hangout called the Beach House. Midway through an awesome grouper sandwich, I turned to my wife and asked, "So how did you find this place?" "Of course," she replied, "I Googled Grouper Sandwich Sarasota and they came up." Guess what URL the Beach House owns? www.groupersandwich.com. I suppose if you want to claim the best grouper sandwich on earth, you own the domain to own the position. For the personal injury attorney in Kansas City who only wanted serious injury cases, we advised KCSeriousInjuryAttorney.com. For the used car dealer in Buffalo who wanted to plant his flag in trucks, we recommended BuffaloTruckKing.com. For a podiatrist whom we advised to focus on bunions, we suggested BunionRelief.com. For Dr. Keith, the chiropractor with an incredibly long last name, we recommended DrKeithPainRelief.com. For the John Deere dealer who wanted to focus on leasing, we suggested leaseadeer.com. If your advertising is going to claim that you own a particular position and you can back it up by owning that position via your URL, well, who's going to dispute that? They must have the best grouper sandwich. They own it on the World Wide Web. Own the domain to own the position.